Lifeline. Let me help you.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What about you?
Well, I've recently expelled some demons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds very positive.
Well, not necessarily. Well, I might actually want to be possessed by demons.
Okay, is that a choice? Good choice?
Well, it could be.
Okay, and but you've said you've expelled them.
Well, they just kept running away.
Okay.
Yeah. I set all sorts of traps and everything for them, and they I'm able to possess them for a little bit, and then they just all escape and run away. So it leaves me feeling very alone and frustrated.
All right, it sounds like there might be a bit of conflict there. You said you've expelled them and you want them to go, but you also want them to stay.
No, I didn't say I wanted them to go.
So you tell me.
Well, it was an involuntary expulsion. They escaped.
Okay, so they escaped.
Yeah. I'm trying to lead a valueless life of idolatry and you know, just being a useless cunt basically, and I thought, well, being demon possessed would certainly be a highlight to my life, and yet all the manifestations of evil in the world, just they're repelled by me. They run away. It leaves me feeling lonely and frustrated. Yeah.
Thoughts of suicide?
No.
Okay.
It's just, you know, and I go to the fiery pit and I open it and I say, Satan, come here and on your knees before me. And he says, fuck off, I'm sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah, not due to come out for another 1,000 years or something. And
yeah. So
well, I think I should nail their heads to trees and carry the trees around, you know, cut the trees off, you know, and then carry them around in a car.
All right, is that a possibility?
Well, I think so. I've got some oxen and some... Oh, here's another demon now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cat.
It's a demon.
It's a demon. Okay, we'll do it.
Yeah, it's manifesting... It has the appearance of a cat, but it's actually very, very, very satanic.
Okay, do you want to deal with that? I'll let you go to deal with that.
No, not really. It comes and goes of its own volition.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, especially if there's a can opener and tins of cat food.
Okay,
demons are very fond of cat food.
Yeah, do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions to help our service?
In what way would it help your service? Why would you want to understand what my situation is when you want to basically fuck me off and tell me to go fool with my cat for a while?
Because we're
that's a conflict of interest. It also invalidates my, you know, experience, you know, in terms of assuming my gender and assuming my cat's identity when in fact it's a demon. In which ways?
Every way.
Why? What's wrong with it now?
There's nothing wrong with it.
So why are you interested in improving it?
You clearly don't understand what I'm asking.
Well, I clearly do. You just clearly can't sort of bullshit your way into something you bullshitted your way out of. Or vice versa, or both.
Yeah. So is that a no, that you don't want me to ask any question?
I didn't say no. I'm asking you, if the service has no need of any improvement, then why are you asking me questions that can improve the service? And when I ask you what ways can the service be improved, you say there's nothing wrong with it.
No, that's not true.
Well, it is.
No, it's not true.
So you're lying, and you're calling me a liar. That's a satanic manifestation in itself.
You're not listening to what I'm asking.
Oh, I have listened to everything you've said, and you just lied your way through everything. You're a demon.
I'll take that as a no.
I think a demon hemorrhoid A hemorrhoid demon.
A demon hemorrhoid.
Yeah. A hemorrhoid demon.
Yeah, alright.
They're the most unpleasant ones.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, I might end the call at this point.
This is an inappropriate use of the service and may be against the law. Your details may be passed on to police who can trace your call and may take action.